When I was growing up, my family and I used to go to the beach every Sunday. As I stood looking out over Lake Michigan, I was awed at how it seemed to go on forever. Today I know better. The Great Lakes are a gift left from the glaciers thousands of years ago. That's because less than 1% of Great Lakes water is renewed every year from rainfall, snowmelt, and groundwater recharge. Two proposed agreements by the states and provinces would make diversions of Great Lakes water to places outside of the Great Lakes a virtual impossibility. The agreements look to be a vast improvement over current laws. First, federal law in the U.S. allows a diversion only if every Great Lakes governor approves. That seems like a tough standard to meet, but in fact, it's already allowed two diversions of Great Lakes water to take place. In the 1990s, diversions were approved to Pleasant Prairie in Wisconsin and another one to Akron, Ohio. The water was used for municipal supplies. Second, the proposed agreements are an improvement over the Boundary Waters Treaty, a pact signed between the U.S. and Canada almost 100 years ago. The treaty doesn't cover one very important Great Lake, Lake Michigan. Because Lake Michigan is solely within the U.S. and not shared with Canada, the treaty leaves the lake unprotected. This is a problem because Lake Michigan is directly connected to Lake Huron, so water diverted out of Lake Michigan means water diverted out of Lake Huron. The agreements are a good first step, but they need to be stronger. For example, they require regional approval for diversions of water that go outside of the basin of more than 1 million gallons per day, but don't require regional approval for withdrawals of up to 5 million gallons per day that stay in the Great Lakes. In addition, the draft agreements need to do a better job at requiring water conservation before potential water withdrawals can be considered. We have a choice. We can be against the agreements and keep the status quo, or we can work to make them even stronger. We need to work to protect our region's water so that our kids can continue to look out over the Great Lakes and see them for what they are: vast, magnificent, but fragile natural treasures.